faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, after a frantic night-long search, Superman finally locates Batman in a lonely farmhouse, but arrives to find the wooden structure in flames.
Captain Dawson, are you sure he's in there?
That's where he said he'd wait in the house.
All right, then. Have your men stand by with first aid equipment.
What are you going to do?
What do you think? Go in after him, of course.
No, Superman, you can't. The whole place is caving in. It's too late.
They tell a story, gang, about a young lawyer who once lived out in Illinois. The story goes that he was once defending the son of an old friend on what he knew was a fake murder charge. But it looked bad for his client because a hostile witness testified that he had seen the accused boy there. Well, everybody in the courtroom figured that this just about cooked the young lawyer's case. But the young lawyer proved his case with an almanac showing that there had been no moon on the night of the murder. Well, this established that the witness was lying, and the jury brought in a verdict of not guilty. Many years later, that same lawyer said, "You can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time." Well, by this time, you've probably guessed who he was. Yes, Abraham Lincoln is correct. Boys and girls, one of Abraham Lincoln's most outstanding qualities was his overwhelming passion for always seeking the truth, searching for facts. He had no use for statements based on hatred instead of common sense. And one reason he came to love and respect all men, regardless of their race or religion, was because common sense told him to question statements based on racial or religious bigotry. Well, we can all take a tip from Abe Lincoln, because foreign ideas which spread racial and religious hatred are purposely intended to fool some of the people, the weak, the susceptible ones. So when you hear such falsehoods about persons whose race or religion is different from yours, don't be taken in. Do as young Abraham Lincoln did. Dig into the real facts. That way you can never go wrong.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
Following the ruthless killer Butcher Stark to a secret rendezvous with the Scarlet Widow at a lonely farmhouse, Batman managed to phone the police and tell them where he was. And they, in turn, passed the information on to Superman, who had been searching frantically for his friend. Then, with Captain Dawson of the state police, the Man of Steel sped to the scene, only to find the farmhouse a blazing inferno and his friend trapped inside. Without a second's hesitation, he jumped forward to Batman's rescue. And at that very instant, the flame-weakened roof sagged, the walls closed out, and as the Man of Steel disappeared into the flames, the entire blazing structure collapsed.
Mr. Dawson, he's in there. Right in the middle of it, I saw him.
I know, the whole place has caved in on top of him. I don't see how even Superman can survive.
Can't we do anything, sir?
Without firefighting equipment, we can't get within 10 feet of the place. Horrible, horrible.
Great Scott! I can't believe it! It's impossible!
What are you talking about?
Look, it's Superman! Walking out of the fire, carrying someone! He's all right, sir! He made it!
How do you feel now, Batman?
All right, I guess.
You'd better lie still. My men are fixing up a stretcher. We'll get you to a hospital.
Hospital, nothing. I'm all right.
Take it easy, pal.
How in the world did you do it, Superman?
Oh, I found Batman on the floor just as the roof started to cave in. I managed to shield him. That was all there was to it.
You mean the house caved in right on top of you?
Yes, but I've got a pretty thick hide, Captain.
Listen, what about Stark? Did you get him?
No, we were too late.
Can you tell us what happened, Batman?
Sure. He and the Scarlet Widow had a scrap. Stark lost his temper and gave her the full benefit of his voice. And he broke a lighted kerosene lamp, and that's what started the fire.
Oh, sure. And you were listening, so you were knocked out by his voice, too, eh?
Yeah, but I saw it coming, So I covered my head with my cloak, blotted out as much of the sound as I could, and then threw it back to me, so I didn't get the full blast.
Good.
But the widow...
She's dead, Batman. I saw her lying in there, but it was too late to do anything for her.
Well, where do we go from here?
Now we've only won half the battle. The more important half is still to come.
Getting Stark, you mean?
Right. How about it, Captain Dawson? Can we get to work right away?
Of course. We'll go back to Lincoln and start the biggest manhunt this state has ever seen.
Good. Let's go.
Attention, all county police. Be on the lookout for Butcher Stark, escaped convict. Wanted for murder. Description as follows. Attention, all state police. Request your cooperation in search for Butcher Stark, escaped convict. Wanted for murder. Description as follows.
State lines are all being guarded, Superman. Every road is blocked.
Fine, Captain. What about the neighboring states?
They were closed an hour ago. Beetle couldn't get through without being seen.
Good.
That's right.
It looks as if all we have to do is wait.
That's all we can do.
But suppose he does break through. He did it in Metropolis, you know.
We'll still have a line on him, Batman. We can alert bordering states in 5 minutes. He'd be on the job immediately.
Good enough.
I hope you warned everyone about the power of his voice, Captain.
I did, but I've had a lot of questions about it. Frankly, they think I'm crazy.
Well, they wouldn't think so if they could hear it.
In any case, they're on the alert for anything out of the ordinary. Slightest indication of trouble, and they'll shoot to kill.
Well, can't do any more, I suppose.
Nope. Now keep your fingers crossed.
Captain Dawson.
Yes?
Report in County Sheriff, District 3.
Let's have it.
Yes, sir.
Is it about Stark?
Yes, listen. Truck in question found abandoned near outskirts of Brenton. Thorough check reveals man of Butcher Stark's description bought ticket at Brenton Railroad Depot bound for Omaha.
Omaha? He's heading east.
Now we can start pinning him down. Walters.
Yes, sir?
Alert the Omaha police. Tell them to check every local that's come through from Brenton and report back to me as fast as possible.
Report from Omaha, Captain Dawson.
Right, thanks.
Any news of Stark?
Investigation at Omaha Railroad Terminal reveals the man of Butcher Stark's description boarded Midwest Streamliner bound for Chicago.
Chicago? What time to get there?
I've already checked, sir. It arrives at 10:15.
10:15? Well, it's 9:45 now.
We can make it all right. Captain, will you notify the commissioner of police in Chicago? Tell him to that train.
Of course.
And tell him that Batman and I will be there, too. Let's go, Batman.
Right. Thanks a lot, Captain Dawson.
Yes, thanks, Captain. And so long.
Come on, through this window, Batman.
Up! Up! And away!
Almost all the passengers are off, Superman.
I know, Batman. Stark wasn't on the train.
You sure you haven't missed him?
Positive, Lieutenant. Are your men covering the track side of the train?
Yes, and they've got every exit in this terminal blocked.
Here comes the head conductor. Maybe he can tell us something.
I'll ask him. Conductor?
Yes, officer?
You're the conductor of this train?
That's right.
You remember a man getting aboard the train at Omaha, heavy set, about 6 feet tall, coarse features?
Why, yeah.
And he probably spoke in a whisper.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember. He was taking it to Chicago.
Well?
Did he get off here?
No, he got off the last stop, Aurora. Said he wasn't feeling well.
Oh, Aurora, eh?
Can you have the local authorities check in there, Lieutenant?
Certainly. Let's get back to headquarters. Lieutenant Byron speaking. Yeah? Yeah. You sure? Okay, thanks.
Lieutenant, with
that... Yes, Batman, that was a report from Aurora.
Well?
Bad news, Superman.
What is it?
No trace of Stark can be found there.
But, Lieutenant, he must have gone somewhere.
I know, but there's no trace of him in or out of Aurora.
And it's been 5 hours since we last heard of him.
Well, I'm doing everything I can. Send inquiries all over the state. Excuse me. Byron, speak. What's that?
Good news, I hope.
He did, eh? Well, thanks. Goodbye.
Well?
Good news this time.
What is it?
Stark chartered a plane at the Hammond Airport.
A plane? For where?
He's heading east, to Metropolis.
That's all we want to know. Come on, Batman, let's go. A 5-hour lead on us, Superman. You think we can catch up to him?
There can be no question about it, Batman. We've simply got to do it.
Faster! As Batman hangs on, the Man of Steel literally scorches the air in his desperate flight to Metropolis. Will they at last catch up with Butcher Stark? We'll know in a moment, gang, so keep listening.
Gang, I'll bet that if I were to start telling you the story of Peter Rabbit, chances are you'd say, "Oh, can it? That's old stuff, kid stuff. We've heard it before." Well, you'd be right, of course. In other words, boys and girls, our tastes, our minds, our ideas should keep growing along with our bodies. We should outgrow baby stories same as we outgrow baby clothes. And a lot of stuff we might swallow as babies should be, well, just plain silly as we get older. Because for one thing, as we grow, we learn to reason better. We learn to weed out the nonsense from what makes good sense. We learn to see people as they really are instead of just swallowing and believing a lot of false notions that folks with selfish axes to grind would have us believe. We learn that there is no boogeyman. That, of course, goes for most of us. But unfortunately, you can always find a few people whose ideas make as little sense as baby talk. People who spout a lot of nonsense about other people's religion or race. Or the stupid nonsense about superiority of one kind of people over another. The sort of nonsense talk that sets one person against another. And in that way, weakens our whole country. You see, the trouble is, jokers like that just haven't grown up. Maybe the rest of us ought to put them wise. When we hear people like that spout such balderdash, we ought to tell them the true facts of life. That's the only way we can create harmony and so live in peace. It's the only way we as individuals can help to keep our country united and strong. It's your duty and mine. Let's never shirk that duty.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Speaking eastward from Chicago to Metropolis with lightning speed, Superman and Batman cling tenaciously to the trail of Butcher Stark, the ruthless killer whose voice contains deadly sonic power. We join them now in Central Police Headquarters. In their disguises of Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, they question Inspector Henderson.
Did you get the message from Lieutenant Byron, Inspector?
Yes, I got it.
And you covered all airports, I hope.
I certainly did.
Well, what happened?
That plane never landed.
What?
What do you mean it never landed?
That's what I said, Kent. I just got a report from the Galesburg police.
Well?
The plane Stark chartered cracked up in the mountains.
Oh, no.
How did it happen?
Well, they don't know. It seems that the pilot was dead before the plane hit.
A dirty runt.
Stark, what about him?
No sign of him.
He must have bailed out.
Yeah, I guess so. But why over Galesburg?
I don't...
Of course.
Huh?
What is it, Bruce?
The Sonic Laboratory is in the mountains near Galesburg.
Well, that's right, but what that...
And now I remember. The Scarlet Widow claimed he was losing his power.
What?
So he said he was going to do something about it.
Wait, Scott, You mean he thinks that by going back to the Sonic Lab, he can renew his power?
An insane man can think anything, Clark.
Then we've got it. Come on, Bruce. We're on our way to a showdown.
Leaving Inspector Henderson open-mouthed in bewilderment, Kent and Bruce Wayne stride quickly and purposefully out of the office. In a short while, Superman will again face the deadly power of Butcher's voice. What will be the result this time? We'll know tomorrow, gang, so don't fail to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for the last gripping episode of The Voice of Doom on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his straight shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.